USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is expected to lay out plans for a COVID vaccination requirement for federal workers on Thursday. The plan will require federal employees and government contractors to prove that they've been fully vaccinated or agree to regular COVID testing. House Republican leaders held a press conference on Thursday to discuss the leadership of President Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ahead of the extended district work period. New York Congresswoman and House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik says crime is skyrocketing because of the defund the police movement Democrats have encouraged.
We are less safe in Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's America. And the American people know that it is because of the Democrats' defund the police rhetoric and policies.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax, or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
The Senate voted 67-32 to advance the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill after weeks of stalled efforts. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate is on track to pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill before the extended summer recess.
The agreement will ultimately dedicate over $1 trillion to strengthening virtually every major category of our country's physical infrastructure.
The Biden administration is requesting that Congress act to extend a federal moratorium on the eviction of tenants who have fallen behind on their rent during the COVID-19 pandemic, citing tenants' heightened vulnerability because of the Delta variant of the virus. The existing moratorium is scheduled to expire on Saturday. The U.S. GDP grew at a 6.5 annual percentage rate in the second quarter, up slightly from earlier in the year. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A governor on the U.S.-Mexico border is doing what he can to slow the surge of illegal immigrants arriving in his state.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has moved to stop the transportation of illegal migrants in his state. His executive order bans the ground transportation of those released into the country to await court dates or processing, and only allows for them to be moved by law enforcement officials. Senator Ted Cruz says that President Biden has allowed the crisis at the southern border to become a superspreader event. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the White House's policies have allowed the virus to spread in border states.
The Biden administration has released over 50,000 illegal aliens without even giving them a court date. Just release them, and you know what? They're asked to report into ICE. About 13% of them report into ICE. It's spreading COVID in our communities, and I'll tell you right now, the election of Joe Biden becoming president of this country was a COVID super spreader event because they're releasing illegal aliens in South Texas and all across the country with COVID, and they're spreading COVID, and yet their radical policies, they don't want to do anything to protect us.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Representatives Kathy McMorris Rogers and Jim Jordan have introduced a bill that would greatly curtail big tech platforms' ability to censor conservative views. Jordan, the Ohio Republican, says big tech is out to get conservatives. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.